Hey, this is TA calling in from Dragneg or Tagneg, depending which signs you believe, at 4,700 meters. This is the first village you hit when you come into the bottom after crossing the Chola. We had an early start to the day, breakfast at 6:30, sun hit 6:45, we were walking by 7. The guys are doing fabulous. Andy was kind enough to take a little bit of my weight today because I continue to wonder what's happened to my to my body, to my mind. And so I got up and over the pass today, which was fabulous. Slow, not so steady. Very interesting to see how much the glacier near the pass had changed since I was here 6 months ago. There's a big moat that's frozen. Andy and Matt had some fun taking pictures of them diving across the ice. Super, super, super windy and cold at the actual pass itself, so we didn't spend too much time there. We had fun navigating the sort of icy steps down to the glacier. Yeah, a little bit less, more icy, less snow than in the spring. They are just having a blast seeing new parts of Nepal, and I'm having a blast watching them see new parts. And sorry for the cough, little kumbu cough on me. Happy Find Your Fit Friday. It was about 17,454 steps to here, 108 stories, or sets of stairs. That might be a little bit low again, just because of how slowly I'm moving these days. But we decided not to continue on. Our plan had always been to stop here at Tagneg because we were starting at Dzongla rather than an hour along like we did 6 months ago. Some of the guys that we saw at the tea house last night have gone on to Gokyo. It was kind of interesting as we came down into the tea house, the clouds had dropped and it was kind of forbidding. They said it looked a lot like Wales and Scotland. But now the sun is out and I'm out sitting in the front yard enjoying a little sun on my face and some warmth. Looks like we've got about another maybe 40 minutes of sun, and then, as you know, what happens when the sun goes away in November in the high country in Nepal, we all get chilly. So it's always lovely to be warm. And had a lovely lunch of raw noodle soup with egg drop and vegetables, and then treated myself to a plate of popcorn, which was yummy. And Andy had cinnamon rolls. I think I'm going to be choosing either between the mixed pizza again tonight or dal bhat. Yeah, so this is an amazing place. It's always new things to see, even if you've come through before. Tough work, especially for me this go around. I'm wondering if I've got something going on like low iron or low thyroid or something that's making it such a challenge, but it's a good practice in mental perseverance and just sort of letting go of all expectation of speed. I do find on the flats and the downs, it's just the uphills are, as I said to the guys today, it's like I've had 16 summit days in a row. It feels as hard as summit push every day, anytime I have to go uphill. But, it's definitely a Nietzsche expedition. That doesn't kill me is strengthening me. And it's pretty cool being here in the sunshine. Not much snow here yet. Tomorrow we'll make the turn around and go across the glacier whose name is escaping me at the moment, Nungombopo, something like that. I believe it's either the largest or second largest glacier in Nepal. We crossed it last year. We'll get to Gokyo. The guys plan to climb Gokyo Ri. We'll try to get to Choyu Base Camp. We'll rest, we'll eat, we'll continue having a fine adventure, and then we'll start making the turn to meet up. The 3 day walk to meet back up with the team. The team today moved. The five folks that are still in climbing mode are made way to from Amitabalam Base Camp today to Chukung. So we were thinking about them today, and we'll wish them well as they move to their base camp slash high camp for the climb on Sunday night, I believe. So hope you all are finding your fit here today on this Friday. I found mine today going over a big pass in Nepal. And sometimes finding your fit is tough. Sometimes even taking a walk around the block is a tough thing to do. But slowly, slowly, poli poli, as my friend Karen sent in the text, we get the job done. So happy Thanksgiving Boxing Day to all my U.S. friends. Thanks, Marion, for following along with all the great posts and doing updates to the website. Thanks, Les, for your thoughts. Yes, I look forward to showing lots of pictures and telling stories of both trekking and climbing in Nepal. And thanks for all your support and care. And we will chat to you from tomorrow and hope you have a great Find Your Fit Friday. Take care.